The man George W. Bush has tapped to become defense secretary was praised by members of both parties at his Senate confirmation hearing today. Donald Rumsfeld promised to seek a substantially higher budget for the military and to actively pursue deployment of a missile defense system. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee said Rumsfeld would have no trouble winning confirmation, but he will face an enormous task in modernizing the armed forces.
Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, briefly in charge of the Armed Services Panel, welcomed Rumsfeld by noting that a quarter century ago, the nominee became the youngest ever defense secretary at age 43. Now 68, Rumsfeld is less than 3 years away from becoming the nation's oldest Pentagon chief. The talk quickly turned to policy, with Levin immediately declaring his skepticism about one of George W. Bush's priorities, missile defense. Levin said other threats, such as the sale of Russian weapons material and know-how to terrorist states, are far more likely.
Of course, there are cheaper and easier means of attacking the United States than an ICBM. Means such as truck bombs, poisoning of water systems, or infiltration of computer networks.
Rumsfeld agreed that the U.S. faces far different threats these days, in part because of successful war efforts of the recent past.
With the Gulf War, the world was taught, don't try to take on Western armies, navies, and air forces because you lose. Therefore, you should try something else.
Right.
And that means you're going to look at things like information system attacks and cyber war, you're going to look at bioterrorism, you're going to look at other kinds of terrorism. The vulnerability of space assets has to be worrisome to people.
But Rumsfeld is a firm believer in missile defense, and he argued that critics who worry about the negative consequences of deploying an anti-missile system are missing an important part of the debate.
I think it's useful from time to time to also ask ourselves, what are the risks of not deploying missile defense? And I would mention several. One is, it seems to me, if some countries that have significant technological capabilities decide that they are vulnerable to ballistic missiles from their neighbors, and that we lack the ability to assist them in defending against that capability, that we may contribute to proliferation by encouraging them to go forward and develop their own nuclear weapons and their own ballistic missiles. I think that's just a fact.
Rumsfeld was careful not to offer any thoughts on what type of missile defense should be deployed, who should build it, or when the final decision should come. Vagueness can be a valuable asset in a confirmation hearing, and Rumsfeld employed it liberally, especially with regard to Bush's promised top-to-bottom review of the military. Any move to a new generation of weaponry will involve the sacrifice of some current systems, but Rumsfeld largely avoided that touchy subject. Arizona Republican John McCain tried to recruit Rumsfeld to one of his pet causes, reducing military pork.
But unless you get a handle on this spending, $1.5 billion for an aircraft helicopter carrier that the Navy and Marine Corps said they neither want nor need, continued acquisitions of C-130s, which 10 years ago the United States Air Force said they didn't need, we're going to have a C-130 in every schoolyard in America before this is over.
Rumsfeld offered only the most cautious agreement, and Georgia Democrat Max Cleland jumped in with a joke about the huge military cargo planes that revealed just how precious some of these add-ons are to lawmakers.
Mr. Secretary, since the C-130s are built in Georgia, I'd like to say that I'm for schoolyards being able to be moved anywhere in the world at a moment's notice.
Rumsfeld is fortunate to be returning to the Pentagon at a time when the White House and Congress agree that the massive defense budget needs another substantial increase. Even so, painful choices will need to be made, which will rapidly cool the warm reception the nominee received today. And despite his own smooth sailing, Rumsfeld couldn't resist a dig at the lawmakers for the excruciating confirmation process they've constructed.
The process of getting confirmed is just unbelievable. I mean, I just hope each of you will have that opportunity someday.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.